These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Luke, I'm 30, a charity shop assistant from Solihull.
I'm Russell, I'm 59, I'm a retired IT manager from Hertfordshire.
I'm Michelle, I'm 48, I'm a travel agent from Leeds.
I'm Lisa, I'm 25, and I'm a translator from Edinburgh.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. If they make it back safely, they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Luke. Welcome to the show, Luke. Now, you're from Solihull.
Yes, I am, yep.
And what do you do for a living?
At the moment, I work in a charity shop. I'm an assistant manager at a children's charity store.
All right, what do you get up to in your spare time?
I collect a lot of toys, dolls and merchandise to do with films and stuff.
When you say dolls, do you mean like dolls?
Yeah, it ranges from like Disney dolls. I do spend time brushing their hair as well. not the expensive ones, though. And figures as well, from various horror films, mostly.
Right, OK. Then what's the rarest doll that you have, or the most prestigious doll that you have?
I have, two of them that are about £200 worth. That's the best I've got so far.
And what dolls are they?
One's from Sleeping Beauty and one's from a horror film.
Right. Good for you. Hey, look, I like all that. So if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
The first thing I'd do if I won money, I was going to get the Chase logo tattooed somewhere, possibly my ankle.
The Chase logo?
Yeah, it's the little silhouette guy I'd get tattooed as a memorable item.
Yes. OK, Luke, this is the cash builder round. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. On clothing size labels, the letter X stands for what word?
Extra.
Correct. Which royal has been dubbed the Funkle or Fununkle of Prince George?
Prince Harry.
Correct. Colonel Cathcart is a character in what 1961 Joseph Heller novel?
Catcher in the Rye.
Catch 22. What surname was shared by martial arts actors Brandon and Bruce?
Lee.
Correct. The Tuscan archipelago lies off the west coast of what country?
Africa.
Italy. What is the highest prime number on a standard dartboard?
19.
Correct. The main character of what TV series comes from the planet Gallifrey?
Mork and Mindy.
Doctor Who. Ronan O'Rahilly founded what offshore radio station in the 60s?
KGBS.
Radio Caroline. World Peace is None of Your Business is a 2014 album by which Mancunian?
Liam Gallagher.
Morrissey. What Italian jockey won 14 classic horse races in 17 years?
Frankie Di Zurri.
Well played. Luke, £5,000.
Not bad. Thank you.
Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Beast, Mark Labette? He's getting a spray tan tomorrow. That's if the creosote truck turns up. What about the Dark Destroyer, though? Could it be him, Sean Wallace? We call him Dyson because he can suck the fun out of any room. Perhaps it could be the Sinner Man, Paul Sinner. The only doctor quicker than him is the one with the TARDIS. Or maybe it's the governess, Anne Hegarty. She often gets mistaken for Brittany. That's Brittany Ferry, of course. Who do you fancy taking on?
Truthfully, my favourite is Anne, so I'd love to take Anne on.
Should we see who comes across the bridge?
Yes, please.
Time to bring on the chaser. It's sarcasm in a suit. It's not the governess. It's the doctor in stand-up comic. That is the cinnamon, Paul Sin.
Hello, Luke.
Hello, Paul.
Unlucky you were going to get Anne, but now she's heard about the chase tattoo, she's gone off to get that done. So you've got me, and I don't quite know what to make of you, because 5,000 is clearly a decent score, but you must be the only film and TV geek out there that gets Doctor Who and Mork and Mindy mixed up. So we'll see.
Let's put some money on the table. 3 steps ahead of the chaser. There you go, £5,000. You can change your starting position if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you.
No one takes the lower offer first out. Will you be the first? £1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£25,000.
Nice offer, thank you. Have a chat with your team. Lisa.
I think you should stick on the five. You did a really good cash builder, but it's a team game. 25 isn't real money.
Michelle.
Stick with the five and get back here with us.
Russell.
Absolutely the same for me. The seat's waiting for you. 5,000 be very nice here.
Perfect, thank you, team. Right, Luke, let's face the table. 1, 5, 25 grand. What'll it be?
Despite what the team say, I do want to get back there. And as I am the first, I think me getting back will boost the morale. So, sorry, I'm taking one.
You're taking the 1,000?
I'm taking the 1,000.
1,000 it is, can I be honest?
Yep.
I think nerves have played the part in that decision. You're a much better player than the one. Chaser.
What I loved about that was you saying you getting bet will boost their morale. By the look of their faces, that's not in the same vicinity of being true. I'll see what I can do for you guys.
We shall see. Luke, I wish you well. For £1,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. Which comedian and actor wrote the 2014 children's book Awful Auntie? A. Ricky Gervais. B. Russell Brand. C. David Walliams. You've put David Walliams.
Sounds kind of David Walliams-ish.
Correct answer is... I think you're right. Well played. Walliams is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Also goes with David Walliams.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais wrote the Flanimals stuff and Russell Brand wrote a book called Revolution, but he didn't write any children's books, I don't think.
No. Here's the next question. Which of these is a perfume launched by Gucci in 1997? A. Envy. B. Jealousy. C. Malice. Ooh, think we got him here. You've put, Luke. Envy. I reckon that's right.
Yeah, I think so. I remember the adverts. I was quite young, but I think I know the name.
Correct answer is... Envy's correct. Step closer to home. Well played. Chase has put. Also goes with Envy. Here's next question. Found in England and Wales, what creature is a broad-bodied chaser? A. Butterfly. B. Dragonfly. C. Cranefly. You've put... Dragonfly.
It seems to be the one that chases things. Butterflies flit. Dragonflies seem to chase.
Cranefly?
I don't like them, so...
You've put dragonfly. Correct answer is... It is correct, of course. Broad-bodied chaser. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser's put...
Never heard of it.
Wow. How about that? We are now 5 in front, by the way. Had we gone for the 5, we'd still be 4 in front. And had we gone for the 25, we'd be the statutory 3 in front. So, just goes to show you, you know, sometimes when they're not in their mettle, we can take advantage. Here's your next question. I hope it's your last. That means you're right and you're through to the final chase. Good luck. In Greek myth, who was the daughter of the giant Pallas and the river Styx? A. Adidas. B. Nike. C. Slazenger. You have put Nike. Why have you put Nike?
It's my favourite brand of shoes from those three.
Okay. Correct answer is to go through with the grand. Game over, methinks. And it is Nike. Well played. Was the god of?
The company Nike is actually named after the Greek goddess of victory, Nike.
All right, thank you very much. Well played, you.
Thank you, Bradley.
Congratulations. All right, you're through to the final chase. £1,000, could have gone big money there.
Yes, clearly quite good at general knowledge.
Yep.
And not really the master tactician by any means or a good judge of his teammates' characters, because they're wondering what on earth you were doing. But I think he could come alive in that final chase.
Luke is through, and next to face the chaser, it's Russell. Welcome to the show, Russell.
Thank you, Brad.
From Hertfordshire.
From Hertfordshire.
All right, now listen, you're a retired IT manager.
That's right.
And so what do you get up to now?
So after I retired about 5 years ago, I got into running big time and writing books about running races. So I ran across Europe in 2009, from the south of Italy to the very north of Norway in a 9-week race. 45 miles a day for 9 weeks.
Well, hang on a minute. So you pack up work.
That's right.
I retire and then I'll run across Europe.
The next month, I got to Italy and
really?
Started running.
How many calories are you going through a day to eat when you're on the...
8 to 9,000. You're eating all the time. You're running, eating and sleeping. That's for 9 weeks. That was all I did.
That's not really a retirement, mate, if you don't mind me saying. All right, well, look, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, my wife and I turn 60 next year, and she wants to go to Hawaii to do the Ironman World Championship.
You're not going
to
run there?
No, she's going to do the Ironman, and I'll go with her to be her Sherpa.
All right, what's your wife's name?
Claire.
Right, Claire. Let's get you and Claire off to Hawaii. I wish you luck, Russell, I really do. Your time starts now. The Philippines are located in what ocean?
In the Pacific Ocean.
Correct. The name of which of Disney's Seven Dwarfs starts with G?
Grumpy.
Correct. What luxury watch company launched the Explorer model in 1953?
Rolex.
Correct. What word links a relish and an informal term for a difficult situation?
Pickle.
Correct. In cricket, line and length refer to the activities of what player?
Bowler.
Correct. A yellow square with a white ghost is the logo of what photo-sharing app?
Pinterest.
Snapchat. Which future politician attended her first party conference at Blackpool 1946?
Margaret Thatcher.
Correct. Castle Rock is a location in what William Golding novel?
Lord of the Flies.
Correct. Adam Scott's the first Australian to win what major golf tournament?
The US Open.
Masters, US Masters. The juice of what citrus fruit is an ingredient of a traditional Caesar salad?
A lemon.
Correct. In 1653, who was declared Lord Protector of the Commonwealth?
Oliver Cromwell.
Correct. Brilliant, Russell, brilliant. Almost made five figures there. $9,000 we have. Happy with that?
Very, very happy.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Russell.
Hi, Paul.
I sense a kindred spirit here. We have much in common. We both love our general knowledge, and we both love the more extreme end of endurance running. Many is the time I've run for the bus and just missed it. But, what an outstanding performance that was. And some very interesting offers.
Let's put some money on the table. $9,000, there you are. Now, if you wish to take a step closer home, Chase will offer you.
£3,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
I'll be honest with you, Russell. I think this is the one I'm expecting you to take.
Oops.
£49,000.
Have a chat with your team. £49,000. Lisa.
Lisa, what do you think?
Don't go low, whatever you do. You clearly have a brilliant mind, so...
Well, Michelle.
I think you're good enough to do the £49,000, but having said that, the nine is a big amount to bring back for the final chase, so really, whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay. Luke.
Russell, I made the mistake of going low, and I probably could have got the highest offer. Go for the £49,000.
£3,000, £9,000, £49,000. Russell, what'll it be?
Well, I was a statistician once, so I'm going to take the middle of the rows.
Really?
9,000. 49 is too big a gamble.
Really? OK, take the other two away. $9,000 it is. Chaser?
Slightly disappointed. Russell, you're without a doubt in the top 10 of cash builders that I've seen played against me thus far, and I thought you'd go high, but I'm sure you'll get back.
Russell, for $9,000, the chase is on. Here's your first question. On Khrushchev's shoe-banging interruption at the UN, who reputedly said, I'd like that translated, if I may? A. Clement Attlee. B. Edward Heath. C. Harold Macmillan. You've put Harold Macmillan.
I think so.
Yeah? Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Macmillan is right. Chase has put... Goes right with Macmillan also, comes onto the table. Here's your next question. In what decade did Ceylon change its name to Sri Lanka? A, 1950s. B, 1960s. C, 1970s. You've put... 1970s.
I'm an old man and I remember it being Ceylon, so that's why I'm saying it was probably the 70s rather than the 60s.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. 70s is right. Chaser has put. He may well go 60s here. Doesn't know. Sticks with us. Remains the three behind. Here's next question. On what part of the body is a widow's peak seen? A. Back. B. Chest. C. Forehead. You've put. Forehead. We're old enough to remember those as well.
Forbidding widow's peak, as they say on The Simpsons.
Indeed. Correct answer is... Yep, forehead is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. goes wrong with chest?
Never heard of it. I thought it might have been that promontory on the sternum.
No, it's the older. Yeah. Right, look, the gap's opened up to four. We're two from home. Chase is four behind. Here's your next question. Well played, Russell. Doing great. Yeah. Liz Hurley wore the famous safety pin dress to the premiere of what Hugh Grant film? A, Notting Hill. B, Four Weddings and a Funeral. C, About a Boy. You've put Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Mm, I think it was...
It would have been the earliest one, wouldn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Correct answer is... Yeah, step close to home. Well played. Four Weddings and a Funeral. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right also with that. Remains the four behind, one from home.
94, I think.
Just to let you know, had we gone for £49,000, we'd have three goes at it if we get through this. Same as Luke, really. It's gone begging again. Here's your next question. Which German was being dismissed in John Tenniel's Dropping the Pilot cartoon in Punch magazine? A, Otto von Bismarck. B, Ferdinand von Zeppelin. Or C, Manfred von Richthofen. You've put Ferdinand von Zeppelin.
Well, it has to be one of the two pilots, so Richthofen and Zeppelin. I went for Zeppelin. Maybe it was C. That's why I needed the insurance here.
You've put Zeppelin. Correct answer is... How about that? Extraordinary. All right, staying where we are. Bismarck's the right answer. Chaser has put... Goes right with Otto von Bismarck. Closes the gap. Here's your next question. What were the first names of Queen Victoria's two eldest children? A, Albert and Victoria. B, William and Mary. C, George and Mildred. Oh dear. You've put Albert and Victoria. Of course.
I think so.
Go through with £9,000. Correct answer is. Yeah, absolutely. Well played. Sort of romped through. Interestingly, we've now had two goes at £49,000. Chaser.
Said you should have gone for it, but you weren't to know, Russell. It's a bit of a sigh of relief because Russell and Luke were always going to get back. And let's be honest, they've got back with pretty much the minimum amount of money that one could have expected two players of their calibre to get back. So although I'm a little bit tetchy about the prospect of facing you in the final chase, I'm kind of relieved that it's not for a lot more money.
All right, Russell, really good, mate. You're through to the final judge. Congratulations, alongside Luke, and £10,000. So there we are. Luke and Russell are through to the final chase. It's the girls' turn after the break. First up will be Michelle. Can she add to the £10,000? Find out in a minute. Welcome back, Next to Face the Chaser. It's Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Brad.
Welcome to the show. Looking forward to it?
Very much so, yeah.
All right, from Leeds?
Yes.
And you're a travel agent?
I am.
Are you one of the girls that are sort of, you know, I ring up for a holiday and I speak to you and you can give me first-hand experience? You get to go away to these places as well?
I do, yeah.
Wow. We get
the Col Fam trips and tourist board and people like that. They'll invite us along and then we go see what it's all about and pass that all on to our customers.
All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Nothing exciting, I'm afraid. It's a loft conversion. My boys are now too big for my three-bedroom semi, so they're going up.
Yeah, with their own height, they're now going through the ceiling into
they
the
are.
Loft. All right, well, good for you. How many boys do you have?
I have three, but just two now left at home.
Right, OK, let's get them into the loft, shall we?
Okay.
Michelle, I wish you luck. Your time starts now. A common saying meaning to provoke someone is like a red rag to a what? Correct. According to the title of his 2004 single, how many problems did Jay-Z have?
Three.
99. Mum's Know Best was a TV series featuring which pair of cooks?
Pass.
Hairy Bikers. Do Not Pass Go by Tim Moore is a travel book based on what board game?
Monopoly.
Correct. Palm Sunday commemorates Jesus riding into Jerusalem on what animal?
Camel.
Donkey. sugaring off and apple butter making are works by which female American artist?
Pass.
Grandma Moses. Which astrologer released the 90s book Lucky Lottery?
Patrick Moore.
Mystic Meg. Stuart Pearce returned to what football club as manager in July 2014?
Tottenham.
Nottingham Forest. Which of Henry VIII's wives received a state funeral in 1537?
Anne Boleyn.
Jane Seymour. What group had hits in the 70s? No time to get there for you, Michelle. £2,000.
Not very good, but...
Well, you know, that's just the way it goes. Are you a gambling girl?
Yes, usually.
Shall we see what the offers are?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Paul.
Lovely to meet you. I enjoyed that performance because, A, you're not quite as good as Russell or Luke, and, B, my old friend Jay-Z's got rid of 96 of his problems. So it's good news all round.
It is indeed. Put some money on the table. There we are, £2,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
I wouldn't blame you at all if you went for this. £200.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
£32,000.
Have a chat with your team. Lisa.
It's up to you, but I would go either two or 200.
OK. Russell.
I thought you had very tough cash builder questions there. 2,000, I think, is the right number. I think you can do it and bring it back.
Luke.
We'll all be happy.
Yeah, I agree with Russell. They were really tough questions, and I probably wouldn't have got the same score as you. So go for the two or the 200.
Thank you. All right, 200, 2,000, £32,000. What'll it be?
After that cash builder round, I really don't feel like taking... going for the higher offer. My husband will be screaming at me now to take the 200, but I'm not prepared to do that. They've worked hard, built the cash pot, so I think it's only fair to go with the 2,000.
OK, fair enough. We're going for the £2,000. Chaser.
Fair enough, but as I said, I wouldn't have blamed you if you went for the lower offer. That would also made some sense.
All right, Michelle for £2,000. The chase is on. Good luck. Here's your first question. In a 1676 letter, who wrote, "If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants"? A. Thomas Hobbes. B. Isaac Newton. C. Christopher Wren. You've put Isaac Newton.
I'm not sure. That's my honest answer.
Correct answer is... it is Newton. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put... goes with Newton also. What exactly does that mean?
It was a letter that he wrote to the English scientist Robert Hooke, who's best known for his law of elasticity, simply saying, I'm not that much of a genius. I've been helped along the way by other people as clever as yourself, Mr. Hooke.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these battles lasted the longest? A. Battle of Britain. B. Battle of Arnhem. Or C. Battle of the Bulge. You've put... Battle of Britain.
I've got that somewhere in the back of my head. But again, I may be wrong, but I'm just going with my gut instinct.
Right, fair enough. The correct answer is... Battle of Britain. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put... goes with the Battle of the Bulge. Game opens up. Here's the next question. Brangelina, the contraction of Brad and Angelina, is an example of what type of word? A. A portmerian, B, a portmanim, or C, a portmanteau. You've put portmanim.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer.
Correct answer is... it's portmanteau. You're staying where you are. Chase has put... goes right with portmanteau. Comes down the table, moves three behind and three from home.
Like my favourite brunch. Lewis Carroll. He coined the word in, I think, Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, thank you. Here's the next question. Which of these musical styles is not closely associated with Brazil? A. Samba. B. Bossa Nova. C. Tango. You've put... tango.
Another samba is very South American. And possibly, I think, the Bossa Nova is. I'm not sure.
All right, correct answer is... well played. Step close to home. Tango's right. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with tango. Here's the next question. Approximately how many cats are there in the UK? A, 4 million, B, 8 million, C, 12 million. You've put 8 million.
Straight down the middle, not sure.
Right, correct answer is... Good for you. Step closer to home, well played. Chaser has put... Goes wrong with 4 million. Game opens up again. Here's next question. Which Beano character is a member of the Smelly Feet tribe? A, Big Apple, B, Little Plum, C, Huge Pear. Don't be so childish. Pull yourself together. You've put Little Plum. Now, do you remember the Beano?
Not really, I'm more Jackie.
You think which one sounds more feasible, this one?
Little Plum.
All right, there you go.
He's laughing, it's obviously not right.
To go through with £2,000, let's see. The correct answer is... Of course, it's Little Plum. Excellent. Well played. Chaser.
I think they've only got two wrong between them thus far, so my hands are rather tired as to how I can try and alter the course of this game.
Yeah.
All I can say once more is that none of them have gone for the right offer. Not that I'm blaming you for not going for the higher offer. And that's the only relief I've got thus far.
Yeah, absolutely. But well played, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Well done, darling.
Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Well done. Alongside Luca and Russell now, Michelle joins them in the final chase. And we have £12,000. Excellent. We're going great guns. You've offered the team £106,000. And we easily could be playing for that now. However, £12,000 in the prize fund. One more player makes a full house. And that is an extraordinary head start in the final chase. That person could be Lisa. Can she make it through to the final? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Lisa. Welcome to the show, Lisa. Looking forward to it?
Definitely, yeah.
Now, you're a translator.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and how many languages do you speak?
I do French, Spanish and Italian into English, and I do Norwegian, but that's not with work. It's just for fun.
Excellent stuff. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I spend a lot of time with my local scouts. So I'm an explorer leader and a network leader.
Right, good. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I was in New Zealand last year, and I saw the elven cloaks that they made for the films. I really, really want one.
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
Yeah.
All right, OK, fair enough. Well, I wish you luck. Let's get you an elven cloak. Lisa, your time starts now. The Saturday afternoon TV show Final Score is mostly dedicated to what sport?
Football.
Correct. Johnny Depp played the Mad Hatter in what 2010 film?
Alice in Wonderland.
Correct. Which of the Marx Brothers frequently painted on his moustache?
Rachel.
Correct. The Valley of the Queens is a burial site on the west bank of what river?
The Nile.
Correct. Which famous British physicist was born in Oxford in 1942?
Bass.
Stephen Hawking. What's added to a classic martini to make it a dirty martini?
An olive?
No, it's olive juice, brine. What military vehicle has a barrel, turret and tracks?
Tank.
Correct. In 2014, which comedian joined Coronation Street as burglar Michael Rodwell?
Pass.
Les Dennis. What was the first country in mainland Europe to host the Ryder Cup?
France.
Spain. The title of the Peter Schaefer play Amadeus refers to which composer?
Mozart.
Correct. Who was the only British female monarch in the 18th century?
Anne.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Queen Anne. Well played you. £7,000. Yeah. Good team. Hey. Looking forward to this?
Yep. Bring it on.
Yeah, me too. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
What can I say? That was a very good performance from a very good team. The only thing that's stopping me from calling this a great team is that none of you have been brave enough to turn this into real money. Let's see if you'll be the first.
Let's do that. OK, put some money on the table for you, Lisa. Three steps ahead of the Cineman, £7,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
Take this. You're almost certain to get back, Lisa, and share the spoils. Minus £1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of
£48,000.
Have a chat with your team. Ooh. Michelle.
I think you're far too good to take a minus offer. I think you should go for the amount that you've just accumulated, £7,000.
Russell.
I couldn't agree more. The £48,000 is such a big risk, and four of us back here, £7,000 is my recommendation.
Luke.
Yeah, I think the same. You've got the brains for £48,000, but £7,000, four of us against Paul, we're taking down.
Yeah, OK, thank you. Minus one, seven, 48 grand. What are you thinking?
I'm not going to be greedy. £7,000's about 7,000 times what I've got in my bank account, so I think I'm going to stick with seven.
All right, £7,000 it is. Chaser?
I don't blame you for not going for the higher offer. It's a shame that none of them are done, but I'm certainly not going to pick out individuals. Well done for not taking the lower offer.
OK, Lisa, for £7,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Originally orange, what furry Sesame Street character is now green? A, Cookie Monster. B, Count Von Count. C, Oscar the Grouch. You've put Oscar the Grouch. Yeah. Oh, see Sesame Street.
I never watched it, but I know that the Cookie Monster is blue, so it was 50-50.
Correct answer is? Well played. Oscar the Grouch is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes also with Oscar the Grouch.
Same logic. I knew the Cookie Monster was blue.
Here's your next question. The Kashkai are a nomadic people of what Asian country? A, Iran. B, Mongolia. C, India. You've put Iran.
I have no idea. I was just trying to psych him out, really.
Right. Correct answer is? Brilliant. Well played. Great pressure press that. Step close to home. Iran's right. Chase has put. Goes wrong with Mongolia. There you are. Here's your next question. Well played. The phrase, I came, I saw, I conquered, is attributed to who? A, Alexander the Great. B, Julius Caesar. C, Napoleon Bonaparte. You've put Julius Caesar. Gotta be.
Yeah, well, the original quote's in Latin, isn't it? Bene vidi vici. So.
All right, let's have a look. Correct answer is? Well played. Step closer to home. Julius Caesar is right. Chase has put. He'll get this. Goes right also with Julius Caesar.
Falls beautifully to the left of the translator there, who will have heard the Latin quote many times.
Here's the next question. Which of these gases is not colourless? A, ammonia. B, carbon dioxide. C, chlorine. You've put chlorine. It's yellow, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is it green?
I have no idea.
Red. Is it blue? Is it orange? Oh, no, that's Oscar the Grouch.
Sorry. My logic was a swimming pool is blue.
That's because of the tiles, darling. The water's very clear, trust me. You've put chlorine. Correct answer is? Well played, chlorine's right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Also goes right. It's yellow, isn't it?
Yellowy green, I think.
Yellowy green, yeah. Yeah. Here's your next question. Good luck. Almost a full house. In 1912, which former US president managed to deliver a speech despite having been shot in the chest by John Schrank? A, Grover Cleveland. B, Benjamin Harrison. Or C, Theodore Roosevelt. You've put Benjamin Harrison. No idea.
I really don't know.
Just a guess. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, fair enough. To go through with £7,000, correct answer is... Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt. It is staying where you are. Chase has put. Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt, he puts. Now he starts to close the gap. Three goes at getting out. Good luck. Here's your first one. Dennis Waterman did not sing the theme tune for which of these TV series? A, Minder. B, New Tricks. C, The Sweeney. You've put New tricks?
Nightmare. I don't know. I've never even heard of any of these series.
Really?
Yep.
Correct answer is to go through with $7,000. It's the Sweeney. You're staying where we are. Chaser has put. Goes right with the Sweeney. Two chances of getting out. Wheels are starting to come off. But don't panic. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Good. Here's your question. Take it easy. A pollarded animal has shed its what? A, tail. B, skin. C, antlers. You've put antlers.
Is that daft?
Shall we have a look? You've put antlers. If it's right, we're through. If it's wrong, we go to a one-question shootout because I think he'll get this right. You've put antlers for $7,000. The correct answer is... Well played. Very good. Very good indeed, yeah.
Well played, Lisa. That was looking hairy for a second.
Yeah.
Not a lot I could have done about everything that's happened thus far, so I'm not beating myself up over anything. You remain strong favourites for this game. I'm about to get pollarded, I fear.
Well, I hope so. Lisa, I thought you played really well and you hung on brilliantly there. Well done. Well done, you. Please?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're made up, aren't you? Good for you, girl. Good for you. All right, you're through to the final chase. $19,000. A full house and a good team.
Oh, it's a very good team, and I applaud them for the way they've played the game. Fully expect them to come very good in the final chase.
Yeah.
But it's not as you know, having watched it, it's not as easy as it looks.
No. Looking forward to this. I have a full house. Yes, the entire team are through to the final chase. Total prize fund is £19,000. Of course, that is £4,750 each. Are they going home with that? I certainly hope so. Find out. It's a match made in heaven. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. We have a full house, folks. Yes, the entire team have made it through to the final chase, and there is £19,000 in the prize fund. That is £4,750 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and the team have selected set...
A.
Set A. OK, four of you are through to the final, which means you get an unbelievable four-step head start on the Cineman. There it is. Good luck. Your time starts now. Winalot is a brand of food for what pets?
Luke.
Dogs.
Correct. What word links a moon of Saturn and a collection of maps?
Michelle.
Luna.
Atlas. Who painted La Gioconda?
Lisa.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Correct. The pirate Captain Kidd was born in what century?
Russell.
17th.
Correct. In what famous novel is Cosette the daughter of Fantine?
Lisa.
Les Miserables.
Correct. Darwin is the capital city of what Australian territory?
Michelle.
No.
Notes Northern Territory. Madonna played an Argentine woman in what 90s film?
Michelle.
Evita.
Correct. Who was King of England at the end of the Hundred Years' War?
Michelle.
Alfred the Great.
Henry VI. A watermark of what animal appears on a Jersey banknote?
Luke.
Cow.
Correct. Arjan was the fifth guru of what religion?
Russell.
Hinduism.
Sikhism. Superheroes was a 2014 hit single for what Irish pop rock band?
Luke.
The script.
Correct. The abbreviation IMHO stands for in my humble what?
Opinion.
Correct. Which of the Great Lakes does Milwaukee stand on?
Russell.
Superior.
Michigan. Effie Trinket is a character in what Suzanne Lisa. Collins trilogy?
The Hunger Games.
Correct. How many latissimus dorsi muscles does a human have?
Russell.
Two.
Correct. The musical term vibrato comes from what language?
Russell.
Italian.
Correct. Miss Luby is a nail varnish by which shoe designer?
Michelle.
Christian Labrettan.
Correct. Maurice Cole was the real name of which DJ and comedian?
Russell. Gosh.
Kenny Everett. What tonic wine is nicknamed Bucky?
Lisa.
Buckfest.
Correct. Little Electric Chair is a 1965 work by which pop artist?
Russell.
David Hockney.
Andy Warhol. In what country of the UK is Gretna Green?
Lisa.
Scotland.
Correct. Mother Mary Comes to Me is a line from what Beatles song?
Lisa.
Let It Be.
Correct. What ancient unit of length came from the Latin for elbow?
Awesome.
Qubit. A pastel pyramid is an episode in what smartphone gaming app?
Lisa.
Candy Crush Saga.
Correct. Just in time. Brilliant. Well played. 20. Well done. Excellent. Happy?
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of pushbacks, we shall see.
Yeah.
I look forward to this. Right, it's time to bring back the chaser. Not bad.
I now resign my position as great judge of character because I honestly thought Lisa's nerves would get the better of her and the opposite happened and she was on fire. So, well played, Lisa. Well played, team. A superb performance. Here goes.
Here goes indeed. Now, remember, if the Cineman gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they will push him back one step. And at 20, that's crucial between going home with £4,750 each or going home with nothing. Let's see if the 20 steps are enough. It's time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Brooke Bond is a brand name associated with what drink?
Tea.
Correct. What black wood is traditionally used to make piano keys?
Ebony.
Correct. J is the symbol for what unit of energy?
Joule.
Correct. Super Duper Fly was the debut album of which female rapper?
Nicki Minaj.
Stop the clock, that's wrong.
Iggy
Azalea.
I have no idea.
Iggy Azalea, maybe.
Yeah.
Iggy Azalea.
Is wrong.
Is it Azalea Banks?
Is wrong. Oh. Missy Elliott.
Oof.
Here we go. Your time starts again now. What nationality is darts player Raymond van Barneveld? Correct. The name of which Mongol emperor means king of the ocean?
Genghis Khan.
Correct. What compass direction is 180 degrees from east?
West.
Correct. The Fields is a housing estate in what J.K. Rowling novel?
The Casual Vacancy.
Correct. The North Auckland Peninsula is part of what Commonwealth country?
New Zealand.
Correct. Banh mi is a baguette in what country's cuisine?
Can you spell that?
B-A-N-H-M...
Vietnam.
Correct. Lou Gehrig ended his baseball career with what team?
The New York Yankees.
Correct. What Sherlock Holmes novel is set mainly in Devon?
Hound of the Baskervilles.
Correct. Which animal in the Chinese zodiac is a rodent?
Rat.
Correct. Which star of Ben-Hur was nicknamed Chuck?
Charlton Heston.
Correct. The Climb is a 2014 memoir by which British cyclist?
Bradley Wiggins.
Stop the clock.
I have no idea.
Tommy Smith.
He's wrong. Correct answer is Chris Froome.
The other one.
Here we go. The time starts again. Now, what technology company sponsors the iTunes Festival?
Apple.
Correct. LS is the postcode area of what northern city?
Leeds.
Correct. What French city is the capital of Alsace?
Strasbourg.
Correct. What colour is liqueur Maduri?
Green.
Correct. Notorious murderer Dr. Crippen was born in what country?
Canada.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
It's English, right?
I think so.
English?
I think so, yeah.
English.
Is wrong.
USA.
Correct answer is United States of America. Crucial, that. Crucial. Three to catch. 25 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. Which Marvel superhero has so-called Spidey sense?
Spider-Man.
Correct. What country has been called the oldest continent?
What country?
Yeah.
USA.
Start the clock.
China, I'd say.
China?
Blue.
We'll go with China.
Wrong.
Australia?
Yeah, the oldest continent.
We needed that.
It's two to catch, 13 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. White Walls and Same Love are songs by which US rap duo?
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Correct. What motor racing circuit is at Forkham in Kent?
Brands Hatch.
Correct. Caught with 4 seconds remaining, four opportunities to push back. You must be disappointed.
Yeah.
I bet. I bet. So close. Fantastic team. Great playing alongside you. However, I've got to take away the £19,000 and tell you that Lisa, Michelle, Russell, Luke, you have been caught. And for you, the chase is finally over. Chaser.
For me and those questions, that was the best I've ever played.
Wow.
And you were unlucky to come up against that because you're a superb team.
Well, pats on the back all round, but nonetheless, my team are caught with 4 seconds remaining and go home empty-handed. When they're on that form, could you take money from a chaser? Well, then please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.